But first, we'll start with invocation of chaplain. Full crown, please.
Mayor, commissioners, let us pray. Gracious Father, we are grateful for the countless blessings that you shower on us each day. As we embark upon yet another Patriot Day, commemorating the events of 9/11/01, we remember the sacrifice of those who died on that fateful day, and since then to defend our nation and protect the freedoms we enjoy. We are grateful for your presence and the precious gift of life, family, liberty, and the freedoms we enjoy in this land. We pray that you continue to protect our nation from those who seek our demise. Uphold all in authority, especially the President and Congress of the United States, the governor and legislature of this state, and all judges. Graciously enable them to lead according to your will and for our good. Continue to bless our city and community. We thank you for our emergency workers, police, fire, and EMS, along with medical workers and all of our public servants. Keep them safe as they carry out their vocation to serve the public good. Bless these leaders, Mayor Schmitz, the commission members, and those who serve in supportive roles. We pray that matters brought before the commission may be presented and discussed in kindness and respect toward one another, in order that decisions would seek the best interest of our community and be in accord with your good and gracious will. Thank you for your love for us, expressed in Jesus, your Son, and our Savior from sin. Keep us in your tender and loving care. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Call meeting in order. We can call roll, please.
Commissioner Rich?
Here.
Commissioner Benson?
Here.
Commissioner Connolly?
Here.
Commissioner Crady?
Here.
Mayor Schmidt?
Here. This time we have public comment on any item that is on the consent agenda or regular agenda item, excluding public hearing. So anyone who would wish to speak, please come forward, state your name, sign in, and tell us which topic. A second call for public comment. Third and final call for public comment. Hearing and seeing no further public comment period is now closed. Commissioners, what are your wishes with regard to the consent agenda?
Move to approve as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call roll.
Commissioner Zinker?
Yes.
Commissioner Connolly?
Yes.
Commissioner Crady?
Yes.
Commissioner Rich?
Yes.
Mayor Schmidt?
Yes. First item on the regular agenda is request to release a landscape easement on lots 1 through 20, block 1, and lots 1 through 17, block 2 of Meadow Village Edition First Replat.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. Dakota Pioneer Land Company LLC is requesting approval to release the current landscape buffer easement on lots 1 through 20 block 1 and lots 1 through 17 block 2 Meadow Village Edition First Replat. The property is located in South Bismarck, east of South Washington Street, west of Boston Drive, and north of East Burley Avenue. Easement was originally granted with the plot of Meadow Village Edition in 2019 and was rededicated with the plot of Meadow Village Edition First Replat in 2022. The project area is a planned unit development. Lots 1 through 30, block 1 on the northern portion of the plot permits single family dwellings, and lots 1 through 39, block 2 on the western side of the plot permits single and two family dwellings. As such, a landscape buffer yard, as described in section 14-03-1110, would no longer be required in the locations that are shown on the plat, since the lots adjacent to the north and west of the subdivision are also being developed as single and two-family dwellings and are compatible with the adjacent planned unit development lots. By city policy, release of any easements other than franchise utility easements requires a public hearing with the city commission. Owners of adjacent properties have been notified of this public hearing. Staff have received two public comments in opposition to this request. These were forwarded to the City Commission prior to the meeting, as well as included within the agenda. Staff also received one call from a member of the public just asking additional information regarding the project. They didn't indicate whether they were for or against the project. As a result of all findings in the staff report, City of Bismarck staff find that the release of the landscape buffer easement would not adversely impact the public health, safety, and general welfare, and is consistent with the comprehensive plan, Bismarck Code of Ordinances, and relevant state law. Therefore, staff recommends approval to release the current landscape buffer easement over lots 1 through 20 block 1 and lots 1 through 17 block 2, Meadow Village Edition First Reply. Do you have any questions for me at this time?
Commissioner Conley.
With the way it was zoned before and currently, either way it's developable, right? Where there would be structures on the plot itself.
That is, Commissioner Connolly, that is correct. Thank you.
Commissioner Rish.
Mr. Mayor, Commissioner. Yeah, the reason the buffer was originally put in place was because there might have been apartment buildings, other things other than single family dwellings. Is that the case?
Commissioner Rish, Mayor Commissioners, yes, that is correct. How it is currently written, however, it's single family or two family dwellings in those lots adjacent to the current single and two family dwellings adjacent to the plat. So it would be single family or two family to two family.
Yeah, I drove down there today and I looked at it and looked like the thing to do to approve it.
We still have a public hearing, so. Any other questions?
Just for clarification, Lauren, with one of the public comments that was sent in, he had kind of a list of questions for Jenny. Were those all answered for that person who sent that in?
That's a great question, Commissioner Cleary. Mayor Commissioners, yes, that was answered by Jenny, basically okay, outlining what was written and provided to you today. And she went into more detail regarding some of those different zoning questions there.
Okay, sounds good. I just wanted to make sure that even though it was sent in as public comment, it was a lot of questions, so I just wanted to make sure he got answers.
I do believe the consultant for this project is here in case you have any questions for him as well. Thank you.
Commissioner Zinker.
Mayor and Commissioners, Lauren, I thought you were leaving us for a second. So I guess the big question before we get into the public hearing is, if we're gonna have this change now when it was single family, twin homes, why was it originally brought in as a PUD? If it was gonna be contiguous with that and be residential around there, because we just approved this a short time ago. I mean, 2019, 2022, that time frame when I looked at it. So why the PUD?
From what I understood from what happened is that our landscape ordinance wasn't in place, so they had decided to plat it. However, the landscaping is not currently within the PUD. They're actually going through a process currently to indicate and provide that ordinance within the actual PUD so they can follow ordinance guidelines. That is a separate project from this, and that is not really in conjunction with that, but it does kind of play into this as well.
Thank you.
Any other questions? We may have you back.
Thank you.
All right, this is a public hearing, so anyone who wishes to speak this, please come forward and identify yourself, sign in.
Hello, good evening, Mayor and Commissioner. I'm bringing my laptop because my phone died and I don't have my talking points, but yes, my name is Will Hutchins. I'm here to represent my client, Arthur Goldhammer, Dakota Pioneer Land Company. Thank you to Lauren, that was a great overview. We really don't have anything to add other than just to re-indicate that this was just an erroneous error that was carried over from the original plat to the replat. It's not necessary because when that original, that replat occurred, that zoning change also happened to remove and kind of reconfigure where the multifamily would be located and move the single family to be around the outside edge. And when that happened, there was really no need for that landscape easement, but it got carried through erroneously to the final replat that you see today. I'd be happy to answer any questions on that.
Commissioner Zinker. Mayor Commissioner, Mr. Hutchins. So do you agree with what Lauren stated on why the PUD originally?
Originally, it wasn't a PUD. It was actually zoned as an RM 15 or 30, I believe.
Okay.
And so during the replat, when it got rezoned, it got the PUD.
I was mistaken. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
No problem.
Anyone else have questions?
Thank you.
In this public hearing, anyone who wishes to speak, please come forward. Okay, second call for public comment. Okay, third and final call for public comment. Hearing and seeing no further public comment, public comment period is now closed. Commissioners, what are your wishes, or do you have further questions?
Move to approve as presented.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call roll.
Commissioner Connolly?
Yes.
Commissioner Foody?
Yes.
Commissioner Rich?
Yes.
Commissioner Zinker?
Yes.
Mayor Schmidt?
Yes. Next item is Bismarck Event Center Amenity Development RFP, and Jason.
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. Give me just a second here. Pardon me, messing with technology. Mayor and Commissioners, back on July 9th, Commissioner Risch, that would have been your first meeting as a commissioner. I was here in front of you with a number of kind of decision points and next steps looking at the Bismarck Event Center. And one of those bullets on that discussion that evening talked about kind of this option to be bold and this idea of looking at some of the space that we have at the event center today and trying to determine if there's a higher and better use of that land. And the item on the agenda tonight addresses that particular conversation, and the intent of the request for proposals and the draft that was included in the agenda. There's a slightly revised version that I printed in front of you, and I'll maybe go through some of those paragraphs in just a moment here. But the purpose of this request for proposals is to try and decide or determine if there's a qualified developer or a team of developers that would like to bring some amenities to the event center that aren't currently there today. And of course, what we have today within the event center, we've got obviously the exhibit hall, which is the large vendor spaces, the 100,000 square foot multi-purpose space. We've got the arena. We've got the Bell Mayhews, which is a little downtown, a little distance from the event center itself, but there's some missing pieces within the event center. And for those of you that have been following the conversation over the years, there's kind of a sweet spot, some space in the middle, ballroom space sometimes people would refer to it as. The purpose of this RFP is to see if there is an interested party, a private development group that would be willing to propose some type of an event, some type of an amenity on this approximately 70,000 square feet. The area that we're talking about is the northeast quadrant of the intersection of 5th and Bowen. It is the main surface parking area directly adjacent to the exhibit hall and the arena. We're not talking about the two large surface lots that are on the south side of Bowen. We're specifically talking about the area that is on the entire block of the event center itself. And so if I could maybe just kind of walk you through a couple of the components the document, the draft that you have in front of you. Page 4, it talks about the purpose for the request. It says the purpose of creating, constructing, and operating complementary amenities to the existing features and facilities offered by the event center. This development opportunity is seeking supporting services intended to enhance the user and customer experiences at the Bismarck Event Center. The proposal should not seek to duplicate existing services offered or offerings provided by the Bismarck Event Center, but rather take advantage of the existing facility, its location, within walking distance to our vibrant downtown, and obviously bookended on the south by Kirkwood Mall. So that's kind of the if you're a developer reading something like this, you're looking for some of these key paragraphs, these key statements to kind of give some insight into the vision of what we're trying to do here. If you drift further down the page, under the overview section, It's talking about seeking a qualified developer that will assemble and lead a team of consultants and secondary developers in ownership, creation, implementation, and the operation of a facility that may include lodging, conference and meeting rooms, ballroom, off-street parking, banquet facilities, commercial kitchen and food production space, or other services and amenities intended to complement the existing offerings and facilities, excuse me, owned by the City of Bismarck and operated as the Bismarck Event Center. To close out that paragraph, it says the development plan must strive to create a project that integrates high-quality design and site planning while outlining the role of the developer, its team, secondary developers, and the role of the City of Bismarck. Redevelopment of the site is a complementary and supportive facility providing services and amenities not currently offered by the Bismarck Event Center. Must be finalized within 3 years of the purchase. So this is an area that we're looking for some direction from you as well. What is a comfortable amount of time? Obviously, a project of this scope and magnitude isn't going to just come together overnight. So some of the direction that I'm seeking from you today is not just the timeline within this proposal as it would go out on the street, but then also what would be a comfortable amount of time that we would anticipate this project to be needing in order to be successful. In other words, how long would it take to plan, design, construct, implement, and operate? If you go through on page 7, it talks about the objectives of the project. The city is seeking to work with the developer and team of consultants, as we've mentioned. Seeking in the development of transformative project that will enhance the existing features of the event center and enable the community to continue attracting musical events, conventions and conferences, stage performances, sporting activities, comedians, family-friendly entertainment for decades to come. So what we're trying to get here, what I'm trying to help you understand is our vision. When I say our, Amanda Yellow and I spent, and Doug Weil spent a good bit of time working through this and coming up with ideas, and I know Amanda got some feedback from some of her team as well. So I guess if this isn't clear, if we're not being descriptive enough, if you're not picking up what we're trying to put down here, then we need some more time to continue to work through this. By no means is this ready to hit the street. We've got some work to do. I'd like to work with the community development staff. This property is currently in the downtown core zoning district, so there are some unique features that go along with that zoning district. I'd like to make sure that what's in this proposal is an accurate reflection of what's in our zoning code and what the expectations would be as far as design components, setbacks, lot coverage. Those are very important things when we're talking about essentially an infill project, a pretty limited footprint for this type of operation. Schedule of process. Bottom of page 7, where it talks about the proposal request and selection process. I'll just read this better part of the paragraph. And this was a suggestion that I think has a lot of merit. An advisory committee composed of individuals representing community organizations or stakeholders with an affiliation or working relationship to the Bismarck Event Center would be assembled for this project. The purpose and the role of the advisory committee would be to review and score each of the proposals based on the evaluation criteria identified in the request. Interviews with the advisory committee may be necessary to determine the most qualified developer and the highest and best use of the identified area in the request. Additionally, the advisory committee will provide a recommendation to the Board of City Commissioners informing the commission on the most qualified development teams whose proposals should be, I wrote interviewed here, but I think the word should be considered by the City Commission. A final decision will be made by the Board of City Commissioners. In other words, I think a group of stakeholders that interact with the Event Center, understand the value and what it means for the community, could be assembled to vet hopefully many, many proposals, but then come back with a recommendation to say these are the two or three most qualified development teams that we as the advisory committee believe you, the commission, should be interviewing and working to ultimately decide if one project is chosen over another. Other than that, evaluation criteria, you know, this is a key component of every RFP, starting on page 9. There are 8 items there. Those would be the components that you would be able to use to hold one project up against another. When we talk about the evaluation criteria, because this is such a unique opportunity, we're talking about not just the qualifications of the team or their understanding of the project or their approach to the project, which are very common things in how we evaluate consultants. But if you look at number five, it talks about public benefit. The proposed public benefit, including but not limited to the enhanced quality of life for area residents, the bolstering of local economy through enhanced facilities and services, which increases local sales tax and sales and use tax collections, and increased occupancy for hotels, resulting in larger collections of the local lodging and restaurant taxes. Also talks about the level of investment. Obviously, we're looking for a very landmark type project here. This isn't just another run-of-the-mill project here. This is something that the community would support, and it would work to support a lot of other aspects and features and businesses within the community as well. So if you have questions, I hope you do, I'd be happy to try and answer them. Amanda Yellow is here as well if you have questions of her. Looking for a little direction, and just know that, again, we've got some work to do on this, but I wanted to kind of see if there's consensus here. Is this what you had in mind? We talked originally back in July. I'm way off track. Do we need to retool this, or are we pretty close? And if there's consensus on any of that, I think I'd be a good listener for that one.
What's the value of that property?
Mayor and Commissioners, the value of the property, I don't know that we have a determined value because it has never been officially assessed. Now, if we were to work with our assessing division, we could probably get some comparables of what a like-sized, appropriately zoned parcel would be worth. But that's not an answer that I would have for you tonight.
And Mayor and Commissioners, if there's any way within the RFP, no talk of incentives or anything. Can it be done without it?
Is that a question for me?
No, that's basically throw it out there and see what we get.
Mayor, Commissioners, Commissioner Connolly, you're right. There was no necessary mention of incentives in this particular document. However, I think the commission might need to be prepared for a proposal that would include a variety of incentives. I'm not suggesting it's an absolute thing, but there may be need for some discussion on that depending on the type of proposals that come through the door. Renaissance Zone is certainly something that we have on the table as a potential option. I'm not saying that anything is a guarantee, but there may be other unique approaches to this particular project that we've not seen before, or maybe it's things that we have seen. I guess I would encourage each of you to have an open mind and just see what the proposals look like if they come in the door.
Go ahead, Commissioner.
Mr. Mayor, Commissioner Jason, so this would be privately owned, privately operated. It's something that we envision would play well with the Civic Center. Is that the idea?
Mayor and Commissioners, Commissioner Rich, in a nutshell, yeah, that is the idea, that this could be privately owned and operated, and it would be completely complementary to what's already going on at the Event Center as a department of the city. That's the hope. It could very well be, yes, that's, to cut it down to the brass tacks, a hotel would be a wonderful amenity to have at that location. Obviously, we've got some parking there as well, and then we've got kind of that missing middle-sized facilities for conferences or what have you. We've got the very large exhibit hall spaces. We've got a number of meeting rooms within the exhibit hall. But if you're looking for the full offering of sizes and functionality, there is a piece in the middle that isn't currently provided for in the community.
Go ahead, Commissioner Zinker.
Mayor, Commissioner Jason. So as for the time frame, I don't know if we can really put a bookend on it, so to speak, because we don't know what the vision is, right? I mean, if you have, I'll just throw some random stuff out there. Nobody write this down like this is gospel, okay? So someone comes up with an idea of, hey, we're going to leave the parking there. We're going to build a structure above it so we can maintain that parking. There could be something that digs it down. I wouldn't dig too far because there's a groundwater issue in there, you know, for underground parking type of thing. I don't know how this all would tie together if they want to connect the two buildings. I'm sure that's a legal issue that we don't want to dive into today or whatever. So I don't think we can put bookends on it. We gotta see what the ideas are. I don't mind this. This is good. It's always great to ask questions. I just remind the commission that and staff that we have contracts for previous the east side of the event center for architect and construction manager for some things that are really needed within the building itself, and we can't lose sight of that. Still why moving forward with whatever ideas may come about. So
Commissioner, I know we haven't lost that. In fact, I know Amanda and some of the staff is already working on some of those components of those things that are out there in that project on the east side. But it's, you know, how can we be a little bold to try to enhance what can go on at the event center, knowing we're going down an avenue we haven't gone down. And I kind of agree with you, Commissioner. I'm not sure we can put a timeline of when it'll be finished, because they may come to us with something that says, yeah, that's great. Now we know we need 7 years instead of 3 years.
Yeah, and Mayor, I agree with that. I mean, obviously, with my construction background, what sounds really good on paper, you know, when you get that two-dimensional drawing, it's like, oh yeah, we can build this in X amount of, yeah. Sometimes Mother Nature gets in the way, critical path items don't make it in time, those types of things. So for us to put a bookend on it, I think would hamper maybe some of the ideas.
Maybe we can ask them to give us kind of their vision of a timeline.
Well, if they're bringing a project like this, they should have that, you know, vision.
It's part of the RFP, yep. Rather than put a bookend around the timeline.
Yes, I would concur.
I was going to suggest something similar, that maybe the timeline becomes like a part of the request, that you build that in one of those bullet points that you're asking them of when they're describing their project, that they tell us what their ideal timeline is. Because I think, to Commissioner Zenker's point, depending on what the project is, it could vary immensely. So I think we could just put that in there and ask them to tell us what the timeline for their project looks like, because I think they'll have varying answers because of the projects will vary. So otherwise, I thought that for the most part it looks good. I would think that with the hope that we're going to have multiple things coming through the chute for it, it would be nice to have that advisory group kind of go over what looks like most possible and best case scenario, and then just bring the best ones to us versus having to go through all of them. So I like that piece of it too.
Go ahead, Commissioner Zenker.
And one more thing, Mayor, Commissioner Jason, I think the other thing is don't look for the perfect question, right? Keep it a little bit open so that we don't become a roadblock ourselves, in my opinion. I mean, what we don't know, to be honest, we don't even really know what we're asking, other than, hey, who's got some ideas that we might want to consider? And that's the question, in my opinion. It might be really simple, but it's reality. So thank you.
And I had mentioned that early on to Jason too. I thought we need to be is that's why it's somewhat vague in the whole proposal and your request, is you didn't put strings around it, because we don't know what's going to come. Somebody can come with a great idea, we don't even know what it is. Yeah.
I guess, Mayor and Commissioners, your thoughts on how long you would prefer this proposal to be available? Thinking we're almost to the fourth quarter now, and having a team pull something, a development proposal like this together, isn't going to happen just simply overnight. And so I guess recognizing staff's going to take some time to finish this up, make sure it's 100% before we push it out on the website. Wondering your thoughts on a end of the year delivery for proposals. Is that, realizing obviously first of the year, things are going to get really busy again, but is that an adequate amount of time, or is that too much time? I guess I'm looking for a little direction on your thoughts there.
Just because of what's on the table with the measures during November, I would actually look towards maybe the first part of next year, just because that might change the conversation a lot.
Commissioners, do you have any thoughts on when we should target to post this? I guess would be the other side of that. If you're comfortable waiting till the first part of 25, how long would you feel is necessary to leave it available for people to jump at and come up with a concept?
Mayor and Commissioner Jason, I think posting it as in the next 30 days would be fine, right? Because that would take us to October, would get us to the fourth quarter. I don't think we need to have anything due, you know, once you get to that Thanksgiving, and I'm speaking from my construction hat here, anytime you get to that Thanksgiving thing to the end of the year, you just, it's like kind of all mumbled up in Christmas and those types of things. For us to review, I would think to Commissioner Conley's point about what may happen in November, if we're reviewing this, the end of February, beginning of March, I think would be sufficient. A little sooner might be okay, depends on.
Sometime mid to late January.
Yeah, I would.
Deliverable from the proposers.
Correct, yep. And then give the time for the committee to review it another couple weeks or a month or whatever, and then maybe it's closer to the early part of February, but that's just me thinking out loud.
I kind of concur. I figured it was gonna be 60 to 90 days from the time the RFP got out that we could expect them to come back. This is a big conceptual thought process here. Any other thoughts? Okay. Jason, you're good?
I've heard plenty of consensus and I've got some direction. I guess the only question I have, do you have any desire to see this once it's done? Are you comfortable with staff making the final changes based on what we're at? Primarily, the substantive changes would involve dates and deadlines. You might have seen on one of the pages, there's a blue highlighted piece. Amanda was working on the square footages, the range of square footages for the rooms to help the groups better understand what is existing in place. So that's some minor little detail work there.
I don't need to see it again.
I think you can handle it, Jason.
Okay, great. Thank you for your time.
Next item C, consider request for approval to enter into an agreement with U.S. SiteWorks for the purchase of borrow dirt from the landfill. Steve?
Good evening, Mayor and Commissioners. We were recently approached by a company by the name of U.S. SiteWorks. They were looking to purchase some borrow dirt for a project that they have over in Mandan. I believe they're constructing a ball diamond over there. They're looking for approximately up to about 5,000 cubic yards of dirt. This summer, with the recent expansion of the landfill, we have an overabundance of the sandy soil that they're actually looking for their project over Mandan. And so when they reached out, I had kind of left it in their ballpark to come and look at the dirt to see, first of all, is it gonna work for you? And second, make me an offer of, I think this dirt would be for you. They came back and they had offered me 50 cents a yard for the dirt. And I kind of countered them and I said, well, we recently sold some for the Exit 161 project here in Bismarck, and that contractor had given us $1 a cubic yard. And so they said that they'd be willing to do the dollar a cubic yard for this soil as well. And so with that, I said I'd bring it to the commission and look for approval to sell them up to 5,000 cubic yards of the sandy soil for the project of the Mandan.
Commissioner, questions?
Okay, thank
you.
I move to approve.
Second. Any discussion?
I just got one question for Mr. Solway. Was that a pun? Did you intend that pun? Left it in their ballpark?
I'll leave it at that, Mr. Mayor.
Any All right, we have a first and a second. If no other discussion, we'll call roll.
Commissioner Cleary?
Yes.
Commissioner Rich?
Yes.
Commissioner Zinker?
Yes.
Commissioner Connolly?
Yes.
Mayor Schmidt?
Yes. Next item, the Consider request from Bismarck Airport to receive funds and award bids, approve grant funds from the FAA and approve project taxi way C north. Go ahead, Greg.
All right, I'll give you a little more details on this thing. The airport's been working on this project for a number of years. It mainly involves rebuilding about 1,800 linear feet of a stretch of taxiway up in the northern part of the airfield, plus an intersection, intersection C3, as well as a micro seal of the northernmost portion of the taxiway and intersection C1 and C2. And this is right off of our main runway, and this is our main parallel taxiway. It also includes a couple of taxiway intersections to the general aviation ramp. We're realigning some of those intersections to serve the general aviation community a little bit better. The airport pledged its 2024 entitlement funds, which were about $2.4 million towards this project, and then requested discretionary funds for the remainder of the cost for the project from the FAA. This summer, FAA suggested that we bid the project, thinking that there may be some discretionary funds available for the project towards the end of the fiscal year. And, you know, right where we're at right now. Then in the last couple of days, an announcement was made granting Bismarck Airport a little over $9.8 million for the 90% share of the eligible work in the project. I have to say there is approximately $2.3 million of ineligible work included in the project. The FAA is only funding the cost for a 50-foot wide taxiway. And currently the taxiway is 75 feet wide, but they're only funding a 50-foot width. And that's the bigger part of the ineligible work. All the remaining portions of the taxiway, Charlie, which is over 7,000 feet, including all the five intersections, well, six actually, with Delta, are still at the width of 75 feet. So with the encouragement of the North Dakota Aeronautics Commission, the airport staff, along with our consulting engineer, determined that it was best, or in the best interest of the airport, to rebuild this section of taxiway back to the 75 feet wide width. We weren't going to have some hourglass-shaped 50-foot wide section of that taxiway up there. And the Aeronautics Commission supported us on that, and we anticipate that they're going to help fund some of those ineligible costs when we put in our grant request in 2025 to the Aeronautics Commission. So what we have in front of us today, we had a bid opening on July 8th, and two bids were received for the general construction, one from Northern Improvement, one from Strata. Northern was the apparent low bidder. Their bid for all the highlighted portions of the bid tab that was in your packets, because we aren't awarding every single division and schedule that we put out on the bid, and it's based upon the funding that came in, and because we had to break this up into a number, we had to have about three different sizes of project, because we didn't know how much money the feds were going to be able to come up with on the discretionary dollars. But the package that you have in front of you is all the highlighted portions under the bid tab, and that totals out on the Northern Improvement side as a little bidder for the general construction of $10,279,712.20, and it's about 3.4% below the engineer's estimate. And then two bids were received on the electrical side, one from Edling Electric, one from Strata. Edling was the apparent low bidder on the electrical. And again, it's only the highlighted portions of the bid tab for Edling at $780,571.70. And their bid was 17.4% below the engineer's estimate. So the bids were good. And we have three recommendations for you tonight, three actions. One is to accept the FAA grant offer of $9,814,070. The second one is receiving the bids and awarding to the two, the apparent low bidders, Northern Improvement and Edling Electric. And then three is approving the project budget that was included in the packet.
Commissioners, do you have questions?
Yeah, we're happy to answer any questions. The engineer's here too, if you want to get down in the weeds.
What are your wishes, Commissioners?
Move to approve as presented.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll call roll.
Commissioner Rish?
Yes.
Commissioner Zenker?
Yes.
Commissioner Conley?
Yes.
Commissioner Cleary?
Yes.
Mayor Schmidt?
Yes.
Thank you.
Do we have any other business tonight? Hearing none, we stand adjourned.